I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When was the last time you were outside late at night and looked up at the sky? If you're far away from the cities that glow with our man-made light, and if there aren't many clouds, you can see so many stars. A lot more than you usually imagine there are. Human beings used to be a lot more aware of the stars. But then we got roofs over our heads and we learned how to make our own light. Today, most of us don't spend too much time looking up. We find and invent a lot of ways to distract ourselves from the majesty of God and to dull our senses when it comes to perceiving the divine. But humanity has not lost our hunger for God, our desire to seek out the Creator of all things. It is built in to who we are. We used to imagine the stars themselves were heavenly beings. We looked to the sky and imagined, and we still look for God in the material world today. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 18, the prophet writes, "Can you compare God to anything? Can you compare him to an image of anything?" He goes on to talk about idols formed from gold or carved from wood. Human beings make idols because they are material things that we can touch and hold and experience. It's an effort to see God in the physical, material stuff of our own existence. We're trying to worship God, but on terms we can relate to. Isaiah continues saying, "Surely you know that God sits high above all these things." God is not material we can manipulate. He is in a category all his own. Verse 26, "Look up to the skies. Who created all these stars? He leads out the army of heaven one by one and calls all the stars by name. Because he is strong and powerful, not one of them is missing." It's not the stars that deserve our worship, but the Creator of the stars. The deeper we look into the sky, the more we see the expanse of the universe stretching out, the more our minds grow overwhelmed with the scope, and the more we realize the majesty of our Creator. I understand why we reach for something more comprehensible than eternity and the endless expansion of the universe. How can creatures like us even fathom that kind of scale? But, of course, that's another reason we look to Jesus. Colossians 1:15 says, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation." You and I can't comprehend the universe, so God came in flesh and dwelt among us. He showed us himself in a physical, material way that we could understand. God is infinite and endless, and he is also personal. A shepherd, a king, a friend. Thank you, God, for allowing us to know you. Keep showing us who you are, and we'll keep following after you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.